on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The American economy from the point of view of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I welcome Jim McTague, former Washington editor for Barron's for many years, now a novelist, who is going to introduce us to the world of the markets. And then we're going for a ride in his Tesla, surprisingly, with his robot. Jim, a very good evening to you. The markets are rising, then selling, rising, then selling. That used to be called churning. The reasons change day to day, but it would appear that the markets, especially the Mag 7, or is it now the Mag 4, don't want to go anywhere. Is it the Federal Reserve? Is it the war in Eurasia? Is it just because? What do you tell clients when you were a broker? What did you tell clients when you're going sideways? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. Yeah, I would tell clients to don't read the newspapers. It's the possible wider conflict in the Middle East with Iran and Israel and the possible impacts on our fuel supply. It's the Fed's and the possibility, I think, there's having been a Paul Volcker era survivor, that older investors like me are anticipating that the Fed governors might shortly be talking about higher interest rates as opposed to whether or not they're going to cut rates this year. So I think that fear has entered the market. And I think the younger Robin Hood type investors are getting burned because they were too bullish. I think a lot of them are trying to take some chips off the table.
The Federal Reserve has done nothing, neither negative nor positive, in these last weeks. I did hear a rumor, that's all you get, that the June cut is out, leaving July, August, and September. We'll return to that in just a moment, because we're going for a ride, perhaps to Costco, perhaps just around the corner, with Jim and his Tesla. I have heard much about Tesla, and I read this week on a Twitter, formerly, it's called X, formerly Twitter, that Tesla turned on the mechanism that allows the car to self-drive itself. You've experimented, Jim. What was your experience sitting in a car? Were you behind the wheel or the passenger seat? And how was the anxiety level when you got in?
Hi, John. I was behind the wheel. The anxiety level was comparable to maybe 15, 20 years ago when I was teaching my teenagers how to drive. And the Tesla on autopilot on back roads at Lancaster County, which are full of twists and turns, or two lanes are wide and narrow and then wide again. It's a very, very cautious vehicle. It's civic minded. It adheres strictly to the speed limit. You know, even when no other car is on the road and the speed limit is 25, it crawls. It hasn't seen a pothole that it doesn't want to hit. It doesn't know what a speed bump is, so it doesn't slow down for speed bumps. And it brakes in a panic at a mere hint of a vehicle pulling out of a driveway on the side. If the car just moves a little bit, the Tesla is on the brakes. So I think on the highway, where road conditions are pretty stable, it's probably relaxing to have the autopilot, but you know, you have to have your hands on the wheel or it won't work. But in terms of driving around Lancaster County, where fortunately I didn't encounter a horse and buggy, I don't know if the car would recognize it. it gave me more, it made me more apprehensive about riding with Tesla than relaxing. You know, I wasn't relaxed at all.
What happens when you come to a 35 mile per hour sign?
That's funny. You know, under the law, the speed limit starts where the sign is. And the Tesla is like a SpaceX rocket on the launching pad. As soon as you hit that sign, the Tesla floors it and snaps you back into the seat. And there you know, when you go from 25 to 35 miles an hour with the pedal to the metal, it's quite a shock.
Now, is it learning, Jim? Have you driven these roads twice so the next time it doesn't hit the bumps and potholes?
It doesn't learn. I drove the same route twice and it hit all the potholes. It didn't slow for the speed bumps. So I think any learning, apparently when I'm using this, I'm agreeing to be monitored by Tesla remotely. So I'm assuming that some computer geeks back at Tesla headquarters are analyzing what's happening on the road and will make tweaks. But, you know, one irritating thing, when you're going down a two-lane road, it just sticks to the center. And I was always trained that when a car's coming, you should move over to the right in case, you know, the other driver goes over the yellow line. The Tesla just stays dead center. It doesn't move to the right. And if you're making a right-hand turn into a parking lot, it swings way to the left to make that right-hand turn, which to me is a sign of an unskillful driver. So it's, you know, I think there's a lot more work to be done at Tesla before they can declare self-driving victory.
There are things to learn at Costco. Were the shoppers lined up? And what about gasoline?
Yeah, you know, because I have a Tesla, I hadn't been to a gas station in over a month, and I was shocked. It was here in Pennsylvania, it's close to $3.80 at a lot of stations. So at Costco, it's 40 cents cheaper. And I saw the longest lines at Costco waiting for gasoline that I've seen in many, many years. When I went inside, the shoppers seem more aggressive. You know, they're still buying essentials, but there is some impulse buying. I was talking to two guys who were selling golf carts inside Costco, and they said business has been good. They think people are ignoring inflation, that they're just saying, gee, I'm going to live with this, and they're spending. And they said most of it is credit card spending. So they don't know if the people are running up debts or not, but they do see a more relaxed attitude from the consumer in regards to rising prices.
And you were taking a long trip in Pennsylvania. You said you went to a diner run by a couple of guys from Italy. Naples, one of them. What's their experience?
Well, Berwick, Pennsylvania, cute little pizza place with a menu that Italian restaurant lovers would envy. The husband is from Naples. His wife is from Calabria. Their son, who is a marketing major, he graduated from King's College, helps them run the place. And they charge now, they give you a 3% discount if you use cash. They were telling me they have a difficult time trying to keep prices low or stable because, you know, it's a middle-class community. And there's not a lot of price elasticity, but they said they're at the mercy of their suppliers. So that, when the suppliers raise costs, they have to pass it on.
If you see a red Tesla going 20 miles per hour in Lancaster, wave to Jim. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.